Okay, good morning everyone. This past week's daf was daf Samaches. In the 10th perek, Maseches Nedarim, perek Namud also. So we'll start over here from the Boiluhu, which is sort of in the middle of the Omer, a little less than the middle. The Boiluhu, Baal Megiz Gaiz and Miklish Kolish. We're dealing with over here the halacha of an arusa, a night amarosa. Night amarosa is a real bad mefin of the reha. The hafara is done as a shutfus, a partnership. We need two parts, right? Both components in order to make the complete hafara, the av, and the oris, we might call it the baal, so don't get confused. Okay, right. I think the Gemara itself, right. Sometimes we use that, right? Baal Megiz Gaiz, right? Okay. Yeah. So this Gemara over here is as follows. The Gemara is discussing this partnership, and the Gemara is discussing the different possible stages of the hafara after you have one person, after you have a second person. Now, one thing we see in the Gemara over here, the Gemara understands as an assumption that definitely partner number one, when he comes along, he accomplishes something. Right? That's the assumption of the Gemara. Partner number one does accomplish something. Partner number two completes what partner number one started. And the Gemara just is going to discuss exactly that. What does partner number one accomplish? Is Zok the Gemara Baal? All right, assuming that the Baal is the first, the Oris is the first one to be made for, like the Ran Shainim say, that this is Lav Davka Baal. The same Shiloh would be if the Av would be the first one to be made for. Megiz Gaiz and Miklish Kolish. Megiz Gaiz is a term which is used to cut something. That's what it'll be. Well, let's call it cut in half. And Miklish Kolish means to weaken something. So simply, what this means over here is that the nether, you know, you have the quality versus quantity of the nether, right? So in the Megiz Gaiz, what we're doing is that the Baal is made, he nullifies part of the quantity of the nether. And the Megiz Kolish is that he weakens the quality of the nether, the severity of the nether. Let's see the Ran. Zok the Ran, first word line in this print at least. He boiled who Baal Megiz Gaiz and Miklish Kolish. Kloimar. Orus, right? So first of all, the Ran tells us that word Baal over here means Orus, right? Orus Shein Meif El B'Shutfus the Av. Talking about an Orus over here, right? Because the Shal is based on someone who doesn't have the ability to completely be Mefer. What does he accomplish? So we're talking about an Orus. To completely nullify the neder, he needs the shutfus of the av. So kishemefer chelkoin, when he's mefer his chelik, kishemefer chelkoin, megiz gaiz, kloimar. Shechoitech, he slices chati neder legamri, cuts off half of the neder, totally mevatle, and he nullifies the neder. Vechetzavach, anisha chozok kibat chilo. And the second, the other half of the nether, remains with its full strength as it was initially, and it's not weakened at all. That's one of the two tzadim. Now, this tzad would seem to me that we'll see about this, but it would seem to be at first glance that it would sound like, you know, each one has, we'll call it schus, a bilus, on half of the nether. That's what it might seem, right? We'll see whether this is really true. but let's just speak this through till we get there. So at first glance, it would seem like, you know, each person has his din. So really, you know, each one really makes a full hafara, right? You know, as far as whatever, right, to whatever part of the nether is in his rishos. So whatever the nether is chelkoi, is he taka does a complete hafara, and the other person does his hafara. So in truth, that so according to this, you know, it would seem like that then they're not really building on each other necessarily, right? Each one has his piece, and you know, and each one makes a full effort from beginning to the end, mm-hmm. On his part. Another goes on his part, right? That's what it might seem over here. This halacha.
But his part is only half. We're saying
okay, but it's half as far as quantity is concerned, right? So like the Gemara talks about that if the nether was on two zaysim, right? You know, a certain amount,
right?
So you know so one zayis, right, whichever wherever it is, I don't know, it's not defined, you know, which is which necessarily, but one zayis is in the rishus of the av, and one's in the rishus of the baal. So fine, so you know, so each one, you know, is made for their half. That's right. That might seem what it is, right? So I mean, no matter what the order is, you know, each one only affects, you know, his, right? His piece, right? If he comes first, then you know his piece will be affected first. If he comes second, his piece will be affected second. Right? That's, you know, it doesn't really make a difference whether first or second.
I was wondering, right, about that case of the Zeiss, if the nether that she made was, I'm not going to go to my father-in-law's house for 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
So there, how can he be, you know, it's not, is it going to be 3 months now?
Very good question. Very good question, right? Right? So in a general sense, what you like to know is that in how do we divide this? Depending on what kind of nether it is. I mean, even if we would talk about even without going, let's say she's neither on called Paris or Oilum, right? Okay, so that you know, that maybe you know, you have also facing, I guess, called Paris or Oilum, you know, you have that there's a certain amount, you know, whatever that is. So there's a half and half in that. That would be possible, I guess, right, to have two halves or in the quantity of that. However you define, you know, the quantity of that, right? Because she's asking herself, it's not necessary for what's here now, right? You know, it's she's for however, right. You know, any payers probably, you know, if she asks it for a month, probably includes any payers which will grow during that month also. Mm-hmm. But Rav Nachum is asking, right, such a thing that, you know, that there's certain dorm that don't seem to be divisible. Mm-hmm.
To splitting.
So let's think about that for a moment, because depends when you're talking about a nether or a shvur, right? Because what's your case? What's your case? See, not to go to Beis Aviv is probably not a nether, right? That's probably a shvur, right? Which truth is that, you know, the same thing Allah applies to a shvur also. But just getting nedorim are.
I mean, they do hafara on shvuas, and you said all the same rules would apply. That's what you mean to say.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. 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 Right. So you're asking, let's see. I mean is there a case of an isser that wouldn't be divisible, if it wouldn't be an action, like if you're answering something? We have a case of that, maybe something like that, hanoas tashmishech, or such a thing like that, that's maybe questionable how you divide that.
I mean, even here in the Ran, he speaks it out two different ways, which seems a little bit of a steer to me. Once he says that problem is one of the Zaysim was Usser and the other wasn't, and you don't know which one it is, so can't really have either one. And then when he goes into really, maybe you don't even need a shear, then it sounds like it's not Talui in, this Zays is Usser and this Zays, that each little bit that you eat, half of what you ate was Usser and half of what you ate was Mutter. Every morsel of Achila.
Right. It probably should be like that. It's half of the entire amount. Half of the entire amount, probably. I mean, it's a possibility that it's this size and that size, but I don't think it's defined. So I don't know. Is it every? I mean, you're saying that it's definitely half of every piece. I hear. Maybe that will be mashma. That is definitely is half of every everything, piece, not, and there is no possibility that this eyes and that eyes. Okay, maybe I hear that point. I hear that point.
I mean, if you don't say that it's half of every piece, right? So if you have two kazesim, it should be a suffix. If you were over the nether, right? Could you get malchus on the
suffix? So it is. No, it is. And that's why the customers have to eat both. Right?
What?
You have to eat both in order to get malchus. Right? That's what the Gemara says. Because if you only eat one,
let's say you have four kazesim, right? And you ate two, So do we say that it's a suffix? And you don't get malchus, or do we say that it's a vaday because half of every piece is is aser?
Well, isn't that the magus guys or the other one makrish polish?
That's so we're going on the magus guys, right?
Yeah, we're going on the magus guys sheet.
Right. So if we're saying that. It's every piece you have is 50-50, so you eat two kazayas. Your vada had a kazayas. If you say you don't know where it is, so then until you ate three kazayas, you wouldn't vada have a kazayas.
Because he's saying two are usser and two are mutter, and you have to eat a kazayas of isser. So maybe you eat when you eat two, maybe you ate only the two mutter ones, and you need to eat. So when you eat three, you eat at least one usser. That's what he's saying.
In the case of Al Gemara,
we only have two, so that's why you have to eat both. Yeah. The question is, but then the Ran later says that maybe this is only going in the sheet where you need to eat a kazayas and konamos, and so when you go in the sheet that you don't need a kazayas, it seems like even if you just ate, one of the Zaysim, and even a piece of it. So you're not saying there that one of them is Usser and one of them is Mutter. It seems like even every little morsel that he eats, a little bit is Usser and a little bit is Mutter. That's what. Am I wrong? Am I wrong that there's like a little bit of a problem there in the Ram? I don't know. Or the way I see it, there's a problem. No real problem.
Okay, so we'll speak out tomorrow. We'll get there. We'll point out this piece. So we're discussing right now the Megas guys. This side of Megas guys, and we mentioned it that at first glance it would seem like that really each one has their part of the nether, and they're not really related to each other at all. He has his half, and he has his half, and join in, and he makes a falafel on his piece. He makes a falafel on his piece, right? The idea of shutfis, according to this, it just means that the entire nether is divided by these two people, but each one really has something which seemingly would seem to be. If you look at that as the whole nether, then he's made for the whole thing. That's what it would seem at first glance. that we'll see that it's granted it's not like that, but let's get there. Let's get there. And we were just discussing right now exactly how is that divided? How is the quantity divided? We were also Nachman was Ma'ir Shaila that if we have an Isser, let's say, which is a Shvu, which is a Maisa, let's say, you know, how would you divide that? Such a thing like that, how would it make his guys in that? All right, that's a good Shaila. Now let's see, so we're reading the Ran, and the Ran says, that's this sign. The point over here is that whatever each person, whatever his chelik is, whatever his bialis, his kayach is, he makes a full hafara on that, seemingly. And the other part is untouched, and it remains with its full choymer. Lo iklish le klal. The other side is of the Rano Miklish Kolish. Duloy neimo techate chatzi aneder. We don't say that he's slicing, cutting half the neder. The levat alahu palgo veidich palgo the kidikoy, like we just mentioned. That's not what happens. Elo baforos haorus, if he's the first one, miklish hu de kolish le kuli neder. He affects the entire neder. The neder. The amounts of the nether are not designated to anyone individually. They shaykh to both equally. Now, however, what the first one does is the initial power of a one person is to weaken the nether. See, he weakens the entire nether. That's what he does. And when we say he weakens the nether, like the Mara tells us, is that the chomer of the nether right now is not an issur sheyesh b'malkus. It comes a weaker, more called an isur ba'alma. It's a weaker isur, and it's not punishable by malchus anymore. So, the man speaks at this point that even more the more asks the shayla by baal slash oris, but the same shayla would be by the av, because the yisayid of the shayla is that what does partner number one accomplish? Now, let's just speak out this over here in the side of Miklish Kolish. What that means is that the first one weakens the nether. Now, what does the second one? Now, what does the second one do according to this? Is it similar to Megas guys that each one really, you know, they have separate effects? Their effect is, you know, a maklish of half of the initial chomer. So fine. So the first one, you know, he gives his hakol. You know, he gives his thing. You know, so he weakens half. The other person comes along and he does the second half. Right now, so according to this, it's always the first person. You know, is affects. You know, from chaymer. Right, he lessens the chaymer. Second person, he takes it from half to zero. So is that the pshat? So that they're really not related at all. Is that what it is? Is there a joining? Is there a joining of these hafaras?
Well, it sounds like it is, because without the first one, the second one can't do it.
Without the first one, the second one will do what the first one did.
Right.
Right?
But whoever's the first one, the second one is taking away the netter.
Yeah, that's true. And what I need to say is like this, is that is the second one using the power of the first one? Right? You know, what? Well, we'll see. I mean, the muskul rishon, right, which again is not true. But the nafkamina should be is that you know, when I come ready to point that is that if you understand like this, so then when the first one does his thing, it's finished. Shane, when he dies, not around. You know, what's the difference? It's finished. Right, that's what should be, right, and let's say benegeh to this over here, right. On the other hand, right, that you know, if it's two separate things, then seemingly the second person comes around. Fine, I'll do my thing. Whether he's around, or he's not around, doesn't make any difference, right?
As long as he did the first part.
Yeah, the first part is this part, so that's finished, right? Yeah. You know, so then he comes and he does his thing, right? Mm-hmm. If what we need over here is that we need the joint power to finish it off, right? Meaning to say, like the idea would be that it's not like it's two equal halves. The second half might be, you know, to finish it off might be harder than to do the first half. Like, you have many times you have, you know, such a concept that the first half is easier than the second half, right?
Yeah, the 80-20 rule.
But what do you call
it? 80-20 rule.
Okay, there's such a thing like that. There's an name for that. Right, okay, fine. So that's why you might need to activate the power of the first one. And as the second one comes, he's joining the first one, and now the joint power is what's finishing off that neder, right?
Right, I mean, you still need them together. I mean, it's not that, it doesn't matter whether the first does 50 or 80. It's that without the second one doesn't come along with the first one, then the first guy didn't do anything.
Oh, is
So that's another point. I wasn't talking about that. I was talking about the second half, right? But
I mean, because you see, Bevasachas. It's not Bevasachas, even though the guy did his hafara, he didn't do it Bevasachas, it doesn't help.
So that's another point, right, which I wasn't even focusing on yet, yeah, right? But that's, you know, that's a point which is in the Game Maker's Guys also, which that's where you see in Maker's Guys, we're not just two separate things, right?
Right?
Yeah, right? So we'll point that out momentarily. Akoponim, so...
So it's like, you know, you hold the nail and I'll hit it with the hammer. I mean, I'm just saying.
Okay.
You need both.
Right. Something like that. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So that's so Miklish Kolish. Now it would seem like Miklish that again. Just trying to get the initial ideas. Then we might see something different. But just to get a first glance on it. You know, it would seem like in Megis Gaius. I mean, this that each one cuts half sounds like it's really based on something said before, that each one has a certain chelik in the nether, a specific chelik in the nether, and therefore, you know, he takes care of his half. If you hold Miklish Kolish, it would seem like no one has a specific chelik in the nether, just a power that he has to punch the nether and fine. So, you know, your punch, it will be relative to the strength of the nether at the time, right? So if the nether is at full potency, so your punch will only weaken it. If the nether is half mast, then you can knock it out, right?
You saw the Ritva, or you didn't?
No.
Okay, you're using the slushing of a specific half. He mamash uses the word mesuyim, chelko mesuyim. So
in a Miklish Kolish?
He wants to say that's the difference between Shammai and Hillel. That Shammai holds that you have a chelik mesuyim, and Shammai holds you don't have a chelik mesuyim.
So you're
mamish mechaven to the way the Ritva speaks it out.
That's what it would seem. The Rambam does use the word chelkai, even according to Miklish Kolish. That means right, but So the way we're talking right now, it would seem like. That it's if you hold Miklish Kolish, it's just a power that you have in the nether, right? But it doesn't seem like any part of the nether specifically is related to any of the two, right? In Megas Gaius, like that's what we're saying. It would seem like from the fact that you know I'm affecting a specific man, that would indicate that initially a certain part of the nether is shayach, is related. Is associated to each one, and that's why what he does affects that piece. Now let's see. Zok to Gemara. Heicha kami boilon. Where is the shailu? Right. Which in other terms, right? My nafgimina. Right. What would be an nafgimina between these two things? Zok Gemara. Kigain de nodra mitrein zaysim. She made a neder on two zaysim, and probably this means an amount, right? As opposed to an hour. Right, going the nodra between zaysim, v'shama oris v'hefer lo, and the Oris was Mefer, he did his Hafara, va'achlasnun, and she ate both of them. Okay, so this is the case, right? That the total quantity of the nether is two zeisim. One of the people, right, or well, right, the first one person made his haforon, and now she eats both. So zokti more like this: iam rinon megis gaius lakim. If we would say that Megas Gaius, she'll get Malkus. The reason for that is because the first person, what he accomplished over here was that he was Mefer, he was Mater, the Isser, that which was on one Zayis, but the other Zayis, it has its full Isser still there, and it's therefore it's punishable for Malkus if she ate it. In this case, she has to eat both to make sure that she ate the Zayis or Asura. She needs to eat the entire amount. That way we know that she definitely ate Ozayis HaAsurim. You'll get Malkus. Get Malkus. Right? We'll leave the Hasura Sofik on the side. Right? That possible Shaila. You'll get Malkus. However, Yam Miklish Kolish Yisur Ba'amahu. However, you hold Miklish Kolish, so the accomplishment of the Mefer over here was that he weakened the entire nether. So this nether right now is not punishable anymore with Malkus. The Isser itself was weakened. It's not an Isser which is punishable by Malkus. My. Zot Kimura, what is... what's the halacha over here? Right? Based on the mechanics of Omega's Gaius and Miklish Kolish. That's the Gemara Shaila. Let's see the Ran. Zok the Ran hechem yiboy klamer my nafkemina. The noja mitrein zeisim yiduim, mitrein zeisim yiduim va'achlasnu l'tarvayim. She was noja from trei zeisim yiduim. Now let's think for a second. Why is that? What would not yiduim mean? Not yiduim mean that might be just the stamishai had to understand how such a nether would be chal.
These two specific zaysim, these two, as opposed
that's
to
that's definitely so right.
Right,
as opposed to, we're just thinking about that as opposed to right now,
yeah.
Right? At if she asked her two zaysim. So I don't even know how you make such a nether. How do you make such a nether? Right? How do you make a nether? Two zaysim. What's going to decide?
Two general zaysim or two specific zaysim?
Well, general zaysim.
If there's two zaysim in front of her and she says, I make a nether enough to eat these two zaysim.
Right. Okay. So again, we're focusing on the other case, not the case of the Gemara right now. We're trying to hear the Ran tells us that it's two zeisim yiduim. So we hear that the Ran is making a point. He's saying that we're not talking about a case of zeisim which are not yiduim. We're talking about zeisim yiduim. So we're just thinking to ourselves, oh, I'm saying the Ran has two cases over here. So let's see, what's that other case that he's telling us we're not discussing? Right? So even though we're talking not discussing, and maybe if we press for time,
we're discussing what we're not discussing.
We probably, we're just saying that often, that's not discussion, right? Mm-hmm. But once he mentioned such a thing, we just wanted to just think for a minute, just process that if we can.
Just generally how you could have such a meaning. I'm usher to eat two zaysim. And
right.
She wouldn't be over until she ate two zaysim, l'chor.
Right, who decides which of the zaysim are?
So that's
right? It would be probably anything that I would.
So, but the problem is like this, is that if it's a shvua, so you're asking a maisa of achila zeisim. But if it's nidorim, so then the issur is chal on, so if she asks it, call a zeisim sheba oilam, or, you know, some kind of, if that's some kind of specific something, right? You know, it could be chal on, but, you know, how would you make a nether on two zeisim, which are not specific? How you over that? Like, where is the?
Something like my. We have those lashon before. My mouth is usher to me on an achilus of two zaysim, something like that.
See, but even if you do that, such like that, which would asher a maisa, I mean something like that. Somehow,
I was going to suggest, and if it will, is made a kulpis of malai if she's tzitzit.
But then she's just fulfilling the tanaj. Unless you say she also ate pears while she ate the two zesim, and then she's over.
How about it? Like, I think of it like someone's dieting, right? So someone's dieting. So let's say there's like, you know, a pizza, personal pizza pie is a certain size. They say, you know what? I'm making an edit not to have the personal pie. Right? That's the size, because the size that counts. Right?
Yeah. Okay.
So it could be, if it's to that store, they sell personal pie. It's not a specific pizza pie. Because any pizza pie of that size is going to be offered to me. Because the size that matters. Which is really what we're talking about here.
So, it'll answer any, let's say, anything which is the size of his eyes?
Any pizza pie, any of those personal pizza pies that size is going to be offered.
Right, but
there's money doing.
What we're saying is now, she says, I'm usher to eat two zaysim. If she ushered, he's saying, this flame, if she said, all zaysim in the whole world are ushered to me, fine. Or these specific two zaysim. If she says, I'm usher to eat two zaysim, so it's not all the zaysim in the world are ushered to her. So if she eats one, it's mutter. But now she eats two, it's ushered. Where's the dover ushered? Is that a way of saying what you're asking?
I would think is you doing, right? I mean,
because it's not specific.
But is that the point that there are those which are mutter, or the point is that we know what's b'chalal de iser? And as in your case, we know what's b'chalal de iser, right? It's very clear. That, and it's not two. Maybe it's 2,000. You know, but is it
the two specific, or it's just like a size? Like, does it have to be two orders, or is it a piece of cake the size of two orders?
So what he's saying over here, is he coming...
Or one huge order the size of two orders.
Two zaysim, it sounds like it's just two.
Yeah.
But could be his, if you don't hold the kanamis also the whole shahu, therefore you say he doesn't want to get into the fastest share.
Let's say in your case... In your case, wouldn't it be the same thing? You know, right? It would be similar to asking all, you know, kol zeis and shabayilum, right? The shear is okay. Zayis. Maybe not. Maybe that's dependent on tak what we discussed before. Maybe that's the cheshbon. I was asking like this that if she would have asked kol zeis and shabayilum, so you eat two zeisim. So you ate a shear.
Right.
But maybe that's not really true, right? Because the question is, how is it split, right? How is, this goes into that shayla, right? How is it split between the two people, right? That maybe these two are in the chelek ha'orus, and these two became mutter. So what the Ran is coming to say over here is that we want that it should be, the issa should be limited just to these two in order that we should be assured that no matter how you divide it, that she ate the shear of issa. Alright, so maybe you're right. So he means yiduim in order to limit the issa. If they're not yiduim, they might taka ubi also, like we're saying, kol perish ba'olam, but the problem that is that now you don't have the mamonoshoch that the iser was done. Mm-hmm. Right, and that probably is not even, is that right? Yes, maybe it is totally on what we discussed before, that if you ask the kol perish ba'olam, so you have these two zaysim over here. If we assume that every fruit, you know, is every zayis or every piece, you know, is divided half mine, half yours, so then you probably would be over. But there's probably no reason to decide that it should be like that specifically. So it would still be a sophic, right? It would still be a sophic, right? That, you know, maybe it's divided in, you know, in the full pieces or whatever it is, right?
Can we use like a Brera type of logic?
Yeah, let's hear.
That he makes the nether that I'm making a nether not to, that the next, that the chazesim that you eat, the next two chazesim that you eat is asur to you.
This is in the nether or in the hafara?
In the nether.
The nether. He really means that she's making this nether.
Yeah.
She's making this nether. So he's trying to have a case where it's not specific, but nevertheless, the first two, that it is possible to be over. Because she's answering what it will be in this bar, what's also when she eats it, basically. Mm. And, okay.
And the swear being that if one did hafara, so then, the reason why that's not good is one did hafara, so then, what she eats would be, out of the, would not be a mavura as part of the Issa.
One more time, by doing hafara.
So therefore, now only one zayis is aser, but it's going to be the first zayis that she eats. So that would be, you wouldn't have to wait till the second zayis, right? Because
why would that be so?
Because the Brera says that the part that's aser is the part that you eat.
Is the Brera in the Isser? But the Brera, whatever you eat will be Bechlal the Isser. Right? But that's the original Isser. Now, if someone makes a Hafara, so that probably shouldn't have any bearing on the Brera, no?
I could see that it could, but...
I mean, you want the nether should specifically be on something which is also and remains also even after a hafara. That could be maybe if we could take bring it to the tailor. Okay, let's come back. Yeah, let's come back to over here. Okay, so we're talking over here that the case is that the nether was made on, let's say, a total of two zaysim, and if Homega's guy is. So one zayis in quantity became mutter. The other one is oimid biyisura. The full issur is there, and therefore if she eats both, then she definitely ate the issur, and therefore there's roi for malchus. However, if you hold miklish kolish, let's see zokteran. Zokteran, Ian Megas Gai is Lakyo. Didn't he the Baforus Oris Poka is for the Chadze is so true. Then when the Oris is made for the Isser of one Zayis was removed. However, either Kidikoi Koi, the second Zayis, remains with its original Isser of Lakyale and get Malchus. Miu, Kivin Layadin, Heminayu Koi Bisurai, Loi Lakya Ada Ochlo Tarvehoin. Since we don't know which one is Osir, she won't get Malchus till she eats both. Now, I think Michael's pointing out that this would be mashma as if that it's the way it's split is in full zaysim. We just don't know, the zayis on the right and the left is the right shayach to the oris or the left shayach to the oris. That will be the mashmois over here. Now, whether that necessarily has to mean that over here, we could have questioned that, right, even without going further, that is that necessarily the two choices? It gets divided in full pieces, or that just how the Ran is speaking it through, but in truth, that there are other possibilities. That maybe everything is we could split everything into halves.
I mean, but he could have spoken out differently. He said, until you eat two zaysim, you didn't have a full zayis of iser. He wouldn't have to come on to Haimanaihu.
Okay, that is much more like that. Okay, so Lomazan, Viyam Mikish Kolish, Zog Sadly Morris, if you make Kolish Leka Makas, no Makas, why? The Hokolish Lay Kuli Nidra, because the entire nether was weakened. Lek Eli Surah Ba'almu. And all we have is in the Surah Ba'almu. Okay, we'll leave this Ran Shiloh over here, and let's see. So Zog the Gemorim.
Which Shiloh are we leaving? Sorry.
The next question. The next question about the Shir. The Shir. Now let's just point. See, we mentioned this last time. It was a little premature. We hadn't seen this yet, but we could already l'chayre start talking in the Gemara before, right? In the last bava of the Mishnah, right? The Mishnah talks about that if the one person was mefin, the second ain't so chlema im kim ho echa mehen. Right? The case of the Mishnah is if one person was mefin, the other person was mekayim. The Mishnah says definitely that's not going to work. Right? So the Mora questioned over there that what's the chiddush over there, and the Mora told us that that the chiddush really what the Mishnah's comment tells us is as follows. If you have one person was Meif, the other person was Mekayim, and then he removed his Hakama with a Shela, right? And then he was Meifer. Right? So over here, you know, at the end of the day, you have two Aphoras, the original Aphora of the first person, okay? There was, some things going on, you know, in between. But, fine, but he took off the Hakama, and then he placed his Aphora on it. So, Mishnah comes to tell you that doesn't work. Why doesn't it work? Doesn't work because the hakama, which was in between, it will make a problem for us. Now the Ran explains that the problem with the hakama in between. What's the mechanics over here? Why can't we just pick up with where we left off? So and that the Ran tells us as follows: because at that point in time, when the second person made the hakoma, right then and there, the hafora of the first person became bottle. And because since at that point of time, the nether itself in totality was not roy for hafora, because when kolzeman there's a hakoma there, then the second person can't make his hafora. So if as soon as the nether gets into a point that we don't see, an afshar is a possibility, a future of a full hafara, then the initial hafara becomes batal. Right? That's how the Ran explains. So that's why now, even though he took off his hakama and he makes his hafara, but you lost the first hafara initially, right? Mm-hmm. That's akaponim, right? At that where things. At that point, right? That was the Shalas Nochtem. So now let's see what you see over here, right? I mean, that first Haforo, after he makes it, apparently it's not final, right? Because when the other person comes along and he makes his Hakoma, you know, it causes that his Haforo to become bottle. Right, so this l'chayra, right, should be non-dependent on these two tzadim over here, whether it's to make his guys in mikdash kolish. So one thing we see over here, right, that even though each person could accomplish something that in the netherlands that the first person accomplishes something, but his accomplishment is not something which is a final accomplishment, as far as he's concerned. Right? Now, Now, in a Miklash Kolish, just in as far as what he did, we hear over there that it's not it's not a final accomplishment in the nether. He's weakening the nether. You could have also, like we discussed before, thought that fine, but you know, but that's a complete accomplishment as far as weakening, and it's finished, right? Then, you know, then he doesn't have to be around. You know, it's not negay. You know, you could have thought like that, but we're seeing over here that's not true. That weakening, that weakening, is dependent on the ability to finish. So that we hear easier, like we discussed last time, that we see that the weakening of the neder that the first shutef has is really its status is only a beginning, right? It's a hascholas haforah. That's what the weakening is, and that's essentially what it is. Now, there's really no such thing as a haforah, which is a haklosha, right? Navos, that if we see it as a haschola, it's a beginning to the full hafora, then it could have its existence. And that's what the din is that as soon as something, you go into a stage that you don't see any future to this anymore, so if it's not a haschola, because there's no soif, then it falls out. Right? That's what din is. But l'chora, right, l'chora, even in Omega's guys, right? Unless maybe we'll doubt this, but let's just talk now. It would seem to me that even in Omega's guys, it is like this. And this is what we pointed out before. In Omega's guys, I would have thought that, you know, each person is doing a final thing. Whatever is his chelek, right? His zayis, whatever that is, he's making a full aforo, right? And any time a person makes a full aforo, then it's over, right? But you see over here that in Omega's guys, even though he's making a full hafora on his part, but it still is pending what he's doing over here, depending on whether the entire nether could become nullified. And if the entire nether can't become nullified, for example, if there's a hakoma, so even his megas guys, we discussed last time, right? Whether this is, I'm assuming that does become bottle right now. We'll see maybe if we have rise from what happened from these rounds over here. But even in a megas guys, it would seem that it's not a final thing that he's doing. We don't look at it as if, as far as he's concerned, this is the whole nether, right? And then it's bottle, right? If that would be so, then there's no reason for us to lose the Megis Gaius. What he does, it shouldn't make any difference. So it seems to be that even if you hold Megis Gaius, there is a relation between these two parts. There is the entire nether, and even the Megis Gaius only has its kiyum, its existence, only also as you see that as a haskolo for a complete haforo, in quantity, and that's why if there will be a hakoma over there, then it will become bottle. Okay, and we'll see. There's another halach which comes up in our braisa over here, which is also indicates. Such a thing like this, the idea, and the Ram before mentioned this, I'm seeing in the Braisa, that if the mefer is mace, right? Also like that, right? If the mefer is mace, that's a reason for his hafar to become bottle, right? Now, you know, if an av, right? If a bas is b'shus the av, let's say, right? She's not. There's no eris, right? He makes that for her and he dies. You know, before, you know, it doesn't come bottle, right? And that's because it's final. It's a final hafara and change. You know, so then, but over here, if the halacha is that the first one of these two, that's mefer, if he's mace, the hafara becomes bottle. That's also an indication that it's not final. It's not a final thing. But what this shows us a little bit different. understanding, you know, what is it? You know, Bishlam over there, the halacha of Hakama, the pshat is that we're saying that it's a haschola of a complete, if it can't be completed. But over here, if the Mefer died, it could be completed, his partner's still around. Right? So this is a different explanation in that. I think in that, and this is an interesting thing, that what this seems to be is that being that it's taka not final, seems to have to do with this, is that therefore the power of his hafora, it has to be constantly fed. Right? It's not just like, you know, he makes his hafora, then, you know, he could be nostalgic. Right? Being that this hafora is not a final hafora, so it's something which it's constantly getting its existence from the koyach hamefer, from the mefer himself. That's why if the mefer dies, right, the circuit is cut, then the hafora dies. Right? That's what it would seem to be. Maybe someone has a different way of explaining it, but this is how I see it. Right? But there's also an indication that it's not a final thing. So that's what we're saying, that there's two indications that no matter how you understand what it is, but part number one of this hafora is not a final hafora, and there are two nafkaminis which come as a result of that. That's why if we don't see that the second half is destined to happen, that's a reason for the original hafora to become batal. Another nafkamina is that if the mefer himself dies, then the hafora becomes batal. Right? Also because it's not a final hafora, and therefore, like we're explaining, that the existence of this hafora is really dependent on the mefer being around, as if like the mefer is constantly feeding the existence of this partial hafora. Right, of this semi hafor, and that's why if he dies, then there's nothing that's feeding it existence, and then the hafor becomes bottle.
It's pasha to you that the malchus would come back, according to Beis Hillel.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, let's see if we have rias otherwise. Let's see. Okay, so now let's talk about now what I would like to do now is like this, is that just for the sake of keeping the train of thought over here, we're gonna jump to the end of the braisa, and we'll see the pshitusa of the shaila without getting lost in all the other bavas. Right? Okay? So we're going to jump right after Samach Tes Amud Aleph. Right? Zok the Gemara. Shoma Aviha V'Hofa. Okay, this is the last case in this braisa, which discusses a number of halachas. Now like this. Which is, we have to speak out something over here. Which already upper in the top half of the daf, already we were introduced to that, but we didn't learn that, so we have to talk about this now. Right, the Mishnah on Daf Ayin, right? There is a term which is a very, very very well known term in the Perek of Nayim Urasa, which is something called Nisroikna. Nisroikna simply is in the Shosh of Reik, empty. And it refers to an emptying of something which was by one, and emptying it into the reshus of the other. this is relevant in the shutfis between the av and the oris. When one of them dies, the issue is: does the other one take over? Is there an isroikna? Right, from one to the next, maybe some you might find the lashon of Yerusha, he'll yarshin that person's chelik. So the Mishnah tells us like this. Mishnah Nafayin tells us that there's a difference who dies. The Mishnah says, "Meis ha'av lo nisroik reshus l'baal." If the father dies, lo nisroik reshus his chus, his bailus in the nether, does not get transferred to the Oros, and therefore this neder will not be will not have hafar, right?
Because if the father dies, does that mean the she's a naira still for another 5 months? Does that mean for the next 5 months the Oros can be made for by himself future nadarim, or that he cannot be made for by himself future nadarim? She was an Iron Marasa and the father died. So is it this specific neder that we're discussing that pre-existed the death of the father, or is it the whole period till she becomes either Bogeris or a Nisuin that we're discussing?
What is Bogeris? What do you mean by Bogeris?
She goes out of the father's Rishus and then she's in the Oris's Rishus.
No, that's not true. That's not, I don't think it's
that dependent on each other. What happens when she
becomes a Bogeris? She's out of the father's Rishus, but she's not in the Baal's Rishus until they get married.
Yeah.
You know, the second part of what you said is...
The Oris can't be made for the Nadarim?
Right.
So then those Nadarim are not made for a Baal?
Right.
They're mutterable.
So if the father died, does that mean that the neder that pre-existed the death of the father is not transferable to the husband, or the power to be made for the darim while she's a naira marasa is not transferable to the husband?
Well, let's maybe we'll see it on the other side. We do say this right now, and then we'll. We'll see, you know, how that doesn't apply that way, right? So let's talk about the other halach, the other din now. Now the halacha, the Mishnah says that if it's meis habal, then she is nisraik and reshus to the av, right? Now what that means is that we're primarily talking about a neder that was made. And like we'll see, you know, whether the artist heard it, he didn't hear it. Let's say he heard it. Right? Let's start with that. So such a neder, the halacha is that if he wasn't mefer, and then he dies, then the av, even though yesterday the av could not be mefer this neder by himself, but now that the artist died, so we have the halacha of the Sreikna, and now the father has the ability on the entire neder to be made for him.
Can I just introduce the Lashon, just that'll help answer his question in your discussion, that we'll call those Kodmim, and anything she makes after the Baal dies would be Nunadarim?
Okay.
You call what?
If any neder she made while the Baal and the father were alive, and then the Baal dies, those are called kodmim.
Well, she made them, normally means before Arison.
It's also used in this lashon.
Really?
It can be kodmim to, right, this can also be called kodmim. So she made them while they were both alive, and then the Baal died, that's, now the father wants to be made for, that's called a kodmim, and versus one she made after, call Nunadarim. Just maybe to, I don't know. If it's not helpful, it's not helpful.
We'll we'll have to see whether that's going to be helpful for us or not. Okay. All right, to use the terminology. Right? So right now we're just introducing the concept over here, which again, this concept over here is that it applies to the halacha that there's a shutfis between Naim Rosa or Vio Baila Mefiri Nidareho. And if one of the two partners is Nistalik, then now what happens? Does the other one take over or not? Now, I'd rather use right now a term, if one of the two is Nistalik, right? And
what about if they got divorced?
So that exactly was what we meant to mention over here, right? that l'chayra, being that the idea of the nisroikno is just with the fact that the Oris doesn't have the bialis on the Nedarim anymore, that L'chor should be applied whether he dies or whether he divorces her. So L'chor, that should be, the halacha should be like that also. Right? I think Mace, I would think that Mace is Lav Dafka. I think more called Koidmei, right? Havai Shania is Dermit, the Koidmei Havai Rishaina, that's the limud. Right, so Kodmei Havaya Shnia just refers to that point of time that she's not married anymore before she gets married a second time. Right, there's no reason why that should mean specifically through a Misa. Right, so you know, unless someone has some information.
Well, that's about as Michael would say, future Nedarim that were made after the marriage is dissolved. But here we're discussing Nedarim that were made while they were married.
Why do you say that?
Well, Rabbi Weinstein is not speaking it out the way that I understood Kodnim. So he's, maybe you should forget what I said before. He's speaking out Kodnim differently.
I'm using Lashon of the Gemara, right?
Okay.
I don't know if the point of the Gemara over there is so much Kodmin in that sense, right? Which is talking about a stage. Kodmei Havaya Shnia is similar to Kodmei Havaya Rishayna. These are both stages where she's not married, right? She's an Ira and she's not married. So just like Kodmei, before she was Nisaris the first time, she was totally interested in the Av, and Av can be Mefer, right? So too, even though she was Nisarista in between, but now when she goes into a stage of Koid Mehavai Shnia, which means that she's not anymore married, and she's available to get married a second time, at that stage, right, that she has the same din as she had initially before she got married the first time. And that's the drosh that the Gemara makes. How you see Lish?
He's in the father's mishras totally. He can be made in a darim by himself
right,
totally.
Right.
But what about a nether that was made while they were married?
That is what we're talking about.
That's right. What we're talking about?
Yeah.
What's called the Havaya Shnia? The way you're understanding is the Havaya Shnia, when she goes out of the Baal's Rishus and now she's completely back in the Father's Rishus, that's called a Havaya? Or when she gets married to a second artist?
Right. Mm-hmm. The Gemara Grata says over there, Ei mahana mili b'nidam shalai nir la'orus. The Gemara says, when the Gemara is bringing the source that the Av could be made for all the Nedarim, right, after the Oris dies, let's say. So the Gemara says, well, maybe that's only Nedarim that were loy niru la Oris.
Five lines down.
Right, that's an even stage more than what you're saying. Right, it means a nether that was made taka by the Oris, but the Oris didn't hear it, right? And that the Gemara says over there, and we'll maybe have to discuss this later. Right, this talk a little bit negate the cheshbonis, but I come up. But negate to your shaila, the Gemara says that I don't even need the din of nisraikna for nedarim that the Oris didn't hear. Right, that's what the Gemara seems to be saying, right?
That so he didn't hear, or that were made after he died?
That he didn't hear. Even that he didn't hear.
He was alive, but he just didn't hear.
Right. That's what Gemara says. Gemara says, Ibn Adam Shloi Nir La Oris Mi Binurea Besavia Nafka. Right? And the Ran explains that Nir La Oris referred to the Shmir. The Shmir. That's how the Ran explains that Gemara. Okay, so we'll have to maybe remember this when it becomes relevant. But again, to your shaila, right? This Gemara seems to be saying that the din of Nisrekin, and that's what I want to get to. Maybe see something over here. And the din of Nisrekin is only relevant for Nedarim that the Oris heard, Right? And like we see, the Ran talks about such a musig that he's zoich in the nedarim, but through his shmiya. And such a neder, we need an esreikna for. But a neder, definitely, which, like your case, is first made after the Oris dies, or even a neder which was made before the Oris dies, but the Oris never heard it, the Gemara seems to say you don't need an esreikna for that.
But in Asinami, the father can be made for.
Definitely, yeah, yeah.
But the other way around, if the father dies and she makes the darim after the father's death while she's still in Arusa,
mm-hmm.
So can the baal be made for those darim?
No. And the reason for
the
that is like this.
The baal can never be made for while he's Arusa by himself.
Right. The baal can never, right. And the reason for that is as follows, and we'll even discuss. But let's talk about this. Right, and as we know, initially, before the daughter is Nisarasa, so she's totally in the shoes of the Av. Right? So that means that the Av, he intrinsically has a koyach to be made for the entire nether. She's totally in his vishos, considered as far as the Dharma is concerned, and that gives him the right to be made for the nether in its entirety. Now, when she's Nisarso, what happens is that the Oris over here gets dinim in the Nedarim. We might call it the Yitzim Mirshus Legat concerning Nedarim. Not so simple, like we saw in the Gemara, whether the Bechlal is actually a Yitzim Mirshus. Right? But this is maybe just a little fine in the Lomdus, what it is. But what I mean to say is like this, is that the father in he intrinsically has a din on to be made for the entire nether of his daughter. When she's Nisaris, so what happens is that the Oris comes into the picture, and the Oris is Migareya from the Koyach HaBaal. And he causes, he causes that the Av to lose part of the din that intrinsically he has. Now, therefore, when we're talking about on
but
stroke,
really, but really, the way you're describing it, the Iker is the Av, even after the Irisin. The Av is the Iker, just that the Baal has some power the Torah gave him. But
So I'm not sure when you say Iker, what we mean with that. What do you hear in that Iker? At what we're just pointing out.
He's still in charge of her money.
Okay, we're talking about Nedarim right now, right? So concerning Nedarim, let's focus on Nedarim, right? As far as Nedarim, and see the difference is what we're pointing at is really in the intrinsic, meaning to say is that the Oris is never more than a half. That's his full maximum capacity is a half. The Av, right, Be'etzem is a whole until someone takes away part of his din. So by Erisin, that's what happens. The Erisin, that part of the din of the Av is sheared. Is taken over by the Oris. Mm-hmm. Now if that's true, so now really we could have been mistopic that when the Oris dies now, right? So you know this Nusach of Nisreikna, right? Whatever this means, even though we explain it, it maybe has some kind of connotation, but nevertheless, we could have thought that, well, you know, if you're telling me that the Av really should have a full bialis over here, and it's the Oris who's taken away from him, so fine. So once the Oris is nistalit, then the Av should get back his din, right? So when we say Nisreikna, that's what we want to discuss right now, right? That so when we're saying that it's Nisreikna, right? This we have to think to ourselves is what's happening over here, right? L'chora, what's sufficient over here is just for the Av to get back his original din, right? And you might even think that maybe that's what the Joshua's mashma. Right, Makesh Koyme Avayishnei. Look, Koyme Avayishnei. Koyme Avayishnei is, you know, it's his full din, right? So maybe that's what it means that you know that through the din of Nisroikna is not any more than just the Av once again getting back his original din, right? Is that maybe that's what the Nisraikna is, and maybe that's the difference between the Baal and the Av. That means when the Av dies, the reason why it's not Nisraikna to the Baal is because maybe the whole idea of Nisraikna is just you're going back to your previous halacha, your previous din. The Baal or the Oris never had any more than half. Right? So, you know, the fact that the Av dies is not any reason, you know, for anything to change. Right? That's how, if you understand right now, that Nisraikna is just a reverting back to a previous stage. If that's what Nisraikna would be. Right? That one could understand that maybe that's what Nisraikna is, because that's really l'chairo all we need to explain why the Av could be made for the entire nether. Right?
I mean, that would be problematic to understand that way, so, right?
In what way?
Because then you're saying the Baal is retaining whatever koach he has, he's retaining. He's just not gaining from the Av. And then, according to Beis Shammai, he could still be Maklish Kalish and take off the Malkus, which L'chor is not true.
One second. I didn't follow that. Let me hear that again.
You wanted to say Nisroken is just that you go back to the previous state.
Right.
Right? But if you're not Nisroken, right, when the Ab dies, it's not Nisroken. So it just stays in whatever state it's in. That's what you wanted to say. So the state that it's in, the Baal was able to be Maklish Kalish. But once the father dies, he can't be Maklish Kalish anymore.
If the father died before the marriage, would the Baal be able to be
Maklish Kalish?
No, you're talking about the father. The father died before the marriage?
If the father died.
That's fun. That's what I'm saying. I don't think that he can be Maklish Kalish. I don't think he has any koach anymore. I'm wrong, but that's my understanding at this point. In my understanding of the sugi is that if the father dies, the Baal can't do anything. He has no power at all without the father there.
Right.
And so he can't even Maklish Kalish. He can't even Maklish Kalish. Or take off half. He can't do anything.
Right. I'm just trying to follow. And according to what we're saying, it should be...
Well, you suggested that Nisroken means you go back to a previous state. And right. Low Nisroken is you just stay in the state that you're in.
No, I was just discussing what Nisroken means. What a not Nisroken means, that maybe we have to discuss that individually.
Okay. Right? Maybe I misheard that before.
Yeah, I was just discussing what an Nisraikna could mean. Now, the other explanation of Nisraikna is, maybe it's more mashma in the words, that itaka sounds like it's a takeover. Right? That's what it would sound like. That, as if to say that this that is Nisraikna is the Av is taka not getting back. You know, he goes away, then his din grows. You know, he just comes back. Right? It was a temporary push off. Like, you know, once he's out, then his full din grows back. The Nisraikna would sound like that it's a takeover. Means the person that's nistak, the person that dies, his din in the nether is taken over by the other person, right? Which would mean in this context that either the Av can get back his din, or the din that the Av is getting back won't help concerning such a nether, and therefore he needs to take over the Oros, right? That's the halacha of Nisraikna. It would be mashma in that Gemara that we just discussed, that the Gemara says that there's a difference whether you need a Nisraikna, different types of Nidorim. The Gemara says that Nidorim that were loy niru la'orus, I don't need the din of Nisraikna. Right, that's the Gemara's mashma. So it would sound like that you have these two dinim over there. That any nether, like Luis discussing, a nether which is, like, say, is first made after the Oros dies. That I don't need an Nisraikna for. That's Poshut, that once he's nostalgic, right, and this nether is first born after there is no oris over here, right? She told back father, just this is partial that the situation is back to what it was then. Right? I don't need an instruction from that. And that works like we're saying that this is, you know, because the av has an intrinsic power on the whole nether. Not only that, but the Gemara would seem to say that even a nether which was made while the oris was alive, but if it was loishoma, if the oris didn't hear that nether, then also that the oris wasn't zoiche in that nether. And that nether again is that once the oris dies, then the power that the av has, his old power, is once again rejuvenated, and he's mefer from his own koyach. The halacha of nisreikna, which is necessary, is a nether which the oris was shoma, right? And the Rishonim took this idea that there's like a zchi in the nether, right? Then when he's zoich in the nether, so such a nether, in order for the av to be mefer after the oris dies, then he needs to take over. That's the dinner of the nisreikna, and that's what the Torah makes a chiddush, a chiluk between the oris and the baal. The oris and the av. The av could take over the oris. That's the din of the nisreikna. Meis habaal, nisreikna is just the av. But the other way, that the oris can't take over the chelek ha'av.
Whenever you say the Torah makes the chelek that way, where does the Torah make the chelek that way?
That's that Gemara on the Ayin. The Mishnah says the halacha that meis ha'av loy nisrek nishus labal. Right? If the av dies, then the baal, the oris, doesn't take over. He can't be made for the entire nether, even though there's no av in the picture anymore. Right. However, if the oris dies, then the av could be made for the entire nether. That the Gemara has sukkim for the source of that. Right? That's the Gemara on the Ayin, right? And after the Mishnah.
Can't we just say simply that the Torah never gave the power to the Oris to ever be made for Nedarim by himself? No matter what, it doesn't matter if there is a father, no father, was a father, father died, it doesn't matter. No matter what, the Oris can never be made for any Nedar by himself until the soon.
I mean, that's true, that's the Achrei Kechlois HaKol, that's the Loch and Shulchan Aruch. But there's a din of Nisreikna, which there's a concept of a takeover. So even though you're right that the Oris intrinsically is a half, that's the full extent of his din.
That's the max he can get.
But that's true. But since that there's a din of Nisreikna, and the Av could be mefer only by taking over the Chelek Oris, so therefore there would have been room to think that, okay, but you know, let the Oris take over the Av. There could have been a mokum for such a thing. Now, if we wanted to explain what's takap shat in the chiluk, right, in this chiluk that the Torah makes, right, you know, it's not so simple to understand why there should be a difference. Why taka is it nisreikna to the av, but not nisreikna to the oris?
Because the av is able to be destroyed in the dark by himself.
So yeah, you see, but what you need to explain is that what does that have to do with this, right? Because if you need, like we're saying, if the din nisreikna is a takeover, right, that means that the fact that the av has his own din is not sufficient for this nether, right? So it could be that you're right, that it has to do with that, but it needs explanation. Right? You know, why is that mesenis? The fact that, you know, concerning a different nether, the av, you know, or the av intrinsically has a full power, that's mesenis that he should take over for the oris. But, right, I mean, he seems to be using the koyach oris, you know, with it in the strike now. So, by the same token, you know, the oris, you know, could have taken over for the av. So I think you're right. It probably comes from that, but exactly why that leads to that is still, I think, needs to be explained.
I know there's a concept of going back to chazaka. You know, by
what's that?
In other words, the chazaka was that the av had it in the beginning, before the aris. That's the chazaka.
right?
That's the chalzoko, okay.
That's what it was. It's always like that. The av has it first.
Okay, right, that's true.
So I know there's the chazaka by Kashrus also, I was learning in Beya, that Kolzman, there's an animal, it has a chazaka of trefa. It's because until it's shechted, there's a concept of that until then it's an Eber Menachai. A person would eat from it's an Eber Menachai. It has that concept.
It's a cheskes iser.
Cheskes iser.
Okay.
Right? And then when it's shechted, it has a cheskes kashrus. Until we see that there's a mum. Right?
Okay.
So, but when we find there's a mum, we find that there's a mum, it goes back to the cheskes iser. Goes back to the cheskes iser, right? So here too, it's going back to the chazaka of what it was, which is the chazaka that the av.
Okay, that's okay, bringing
we're going in, back to a chazaka.
Bringing in some okay, maybe if we understood that well, then we'd be able to evaluate whether it's relevant to us over here.
Well, the idea that it's going back to the chazaka.
Okay, in a loose association, maybe, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. So let's hear. Okay, so we just discussed the din of Nisraikna, the chilak between whether the Av is the one who's mace and you want to be Nisraikin, the chilak Av to the Oris, or the Oris is mace and it's Nisraikin, the chilak Oris to the Av. That's the halacha of Nisraikna. Now this the braisa that we're learning right now, right, and the part of the braisa that the first half that we skipped is all really discussing the dinner of the Nisraikna. This basic chiluk between the Nisraikna helping for the Av and not helping for the Oris. Now let's talk about this last case. Shoma Aviho v'hoferlo. Okay, we have a situation like this, right? Yeah, we have an Amiroso, and the father hears, she makes an eder, Shama Aviv v'hoflo, the Av is Mefer, v'lo hispik habal l'shmoya ad shemes. The case in this braisa is that the Baal, v'lo hispik habal l'shmoya ad shemes, the halacha is, choyzer ha'av u'mefer chelkoi shel Baal. Now, see, I'm just a little concerned that we spoke maybe a little bit too much before, which is going to hinder this piece of Gemara. So let's just maybe, because this is a little question.
Doesn't need Nisroka.
Yeah, right.
That's bothering me too. I thought you were going to speak that out. That's right, what I thought you were doing
I'm not up to it yet. I'm going to learn this Gemara, and then we'll have to pose that question. Yeah. Okay? All right. So so whoever's following too good is going to have a problem. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
I don't have the problem.
Okay. But Michael, you know, right?
I was all excited.
Okay. So I just braced you for this. Let's take this what this says. Okay. So Shoma Viva Hofel of Lohispukabal Lishmei Ad Shemes. So like this, the Av is Mefer, right? The Av is Mefer, and so he. Fun. He accomplishes his
can I
part.
I ask a simple question before you do this Gemara quickly?
Yeah.
The Gemara is naming on that either it's Megas Gaius or Miklash Kodesh, but why don't we just say simply that the Torah says that Aris, Nairu Rasa, both the father and the husband have to be Mefer. If both are Mefer, the nether is Mufer. If one of them is Mefer, nothing happens till the other one's Mefer.
Okay.
That something happens.
Oh.
When they're both mefer, then it's gone. Yeah. Until they're both mefer, it's a full nether in every way, shape, or form.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. That's a valid question, right? Okay. We didn't actually pose that question, but if you want to ask that question, that's a valid question. And the possible answer to that might be as follows, that if nothing happens at the point when the first person makes his hafara, then there will be nothing to keep that hafara in existence to join the second person's hafara. It will be a kosel, like we have many times in Hilchos Kinyonim, right? That if it's not nitfas in some way, then, you know, it doesn't exist. Right?
So possibly that's
where the assumption, right? That's where the assumption comes from. Right? And if someone has a different answer to that, you know,
thank you, because I asked this question, answered it in my head earlier in this year, so thank you for asking, because the Rav's giving a different answer. Good.
Okay, what did you say?
I just thought they had a Masorah, that there was somehow that the first one does something, and then there was a Machlokas, what it does.
Well, that's
that's the easy way out.
That's the easy way out.
Rav's giving a much better answer, that's why I'm glad you asked the question.
Okay. That's a possible answer. We don't know.
Okay, let's go back to where we are in Samachas.
Okay. So we're back. over here, right? And we're talking about a case where the Av is Mefer. Yeah, the Av is Mefer, and the Baal dies before he has a chance to be Mefer. So the halacha is Chozer Av Mefer Chelko Shel Baal. The din of Nisroikna, let's say, is chal over here, and the av is going to be mefer, like Ran explains, will be mefer the chelik ha'oros, that he was already mefer, so his he doesn't have to redo his hafara, but what's happening over here is chayzer ba'al mefer. Is that he'll be mefer the chelek habal, and that's part of the halacha of nisroikna. He'll take over the rishus habal, and he will do what the baal would have done if the aris was alive. He'll finish off the hafara. So and so too, right now the av will finish off the hafara. In addition,
he's like a shliach of the baal a little bit. He's doing it in place of the Baal?
He's doing it in place of the Baal. Right? He took over. That's what we're understanding, what the idea of Nisroikna is, that he's taking over, right?
He's doing the Baal's half. He's not doing the second half of his own car. He's doing the Baal's.
Right.
I can be Shliach
of a dead man.
Shliach Shalom Kamoso. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. This is our case. Zokteran, Haide Katani Choyzer, right? Ran makes a point. Haide Katani Choyzer, the Lashon of the Braisa, Choyzer Umefim, Choyzer Umefim, Chelko Shulbal, Haide Katani Choyzer, Loy Shayach Silahofer Masha Hofer Kfar. We don't mean that he has to repeat what he already did, the Hainu Chelko Shulav, his own Chelik. The reason why it says chayzer mishum shikfar hofer chelkoi, it just means that he has to again make a hafara, right? Chayzer mefer, right? He's returning and doing again a hafara, but he's not really redoing what was done before, right? Mishum shikfar hofer chelkoi v'achshav chayzer mefer chelk shel baal. That's why we're calling it a chayzer of hochi saki, but that would be sufficient. He doesn't have to be made for his own chel. Mishum the kivan the ilamei, since he didn't die, like we had in previous bavas. I've got the mislay baal loybotlo haforo daav. Even though the baal died, it's loybotlo haforo daav. Now. Let's take a speak through over here, right? Even though it seems like it's simple what the Ran is saying, but there is something that's worthy to speak through. Really, like based on that first stick of Gemara that we saw by the Hakom, right? In that Gemara, it's mevuyer that when the first hafora is made, if the situation becomes that the nether, the hafor can't be completed, then that's a reason for that original hafor to become bottle. Now let's talk about such a case, right? Here's what Michael mentioned before, that let's say in a case where there's no nisraikin, right? So in the case where the av dies, the baal made a haforah, right? Baal made a haforah, and then the av dies. Right, so the halacha is loyness rake. Now, so this nether does not have any hopes, right, to become fully mufer. So based on that first piece of gemara, it should be, the halacha should be that even the hafarav that the baal made becomes bottle. It's similar to it's like a hakomo, right, right? Because this nether right can't be finished off. It should become bottle that original. That original haforum. Right, do we have any sources contrary to that?
And we're saying here, this is like the last case, right? Shama Bala Hafer Love will always be Kabli Shmo Ad Shameh Sainaba Yochal Lahafer Shainabal Mayfer Elo Shitfus. That's the case we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And we're saying that the Baal's hafara should go off at that point, and the malchus and stuff comes back. That's
yeah, right, right. Now, so I would relate this to what we had in the sugi before, hafara, hakom, right? Yeah. Same idea. Right, lachara, that's what should be. Now,
I thought the only time it's bottle is if the husband himself made the hafara and he died.
So we're coming from the Gemara before, right? The Gemara talks about that if one person makes a hafara and another person makes a hakama, right? That's a reason for the original hafara to become bottle. Everyone's alive, right? Right. So we're saying that it would seem to be that. If the second person dies, is similar to that of him making a hakomo, because the point of that is that at a point that the hafora can't be completed anymore, that's a reason for the first step, right, of the hafora number one to become bottle. So when a person dies, you know, then it can't be completed.
I think I know what's bothering him. Did he answer your question or no? Because I know what's bothering you.
Oh.
So let me try this. What you're bothering is the Ron speaks out the problem here that the father was Mefer, and then the Baal died, and because the father didn't die, he was Maklish it so much that now there's so little left that he can't be Yoresh it. And we don't say that because the Baal died, the whole father's Hafara was butla, and now it comes back, right? We don't say that. That's what's bothering you. So why in the other case where the Baal was Mefer and the father died, are we saying that the whole Baal's Hafara should be butla if we didn't say that over here? That's what's bothering you, right? So I want to say, I'll say a chiluk. Here, where it's Nisroken and the father still has some sort of a chance because of the din Nisroken, So his doesn't go away. But here, where the Baal, there's no din of Nisroken by the Baal, so there's no chance for him anymore, so his whole thing becomes butl.
He doesn't stay at the halfway mark.
Right, it doesn't even stay at the halfway mark because there's no hope for it anymore. Whereas this one, because there's hope for it, so it keeps what it had.
Okay. That's what I was getting at. Very good. Right. Okay, so this is what I want to point out, right? So therefore, in our case over here, right, and that's what the Ran is saying over here, that in this case over here, that the Ran says what's just important to us over here is it would have been relevant only if the Mefer himself dies, then become bottle. But the fact that the other person dies doesn't affect us over here. Right? And I would think like Michael is saying, the pshat is because being that there is a din of Nisraikna, so therefore the ability for this the hafor to be completed is always in existence. Whether it will be followed through by the oris while he's alive, or just the moment that the oris dies, it gets transferred into the into the av. So again, so there's never a point of time that the oris, I'm sorry, that the nether is not able to become mufa. Right? Mm-hmm. Right? So that will be the difference, right? That will be the difference depending on who dies, right? Whether it's din or nistrekna. Well, basically what we're saying is that if there's halacha and nistrekna, so that's what keeps things flowing, right? And the ability to complete the hafara is always in existence, right? Even though maybe the person who originally had that power is not here anymore, but it's automatically, right, transfer over a smooth transition, and there's never a point of time, right, yeah, that there's, it's not movable. Exactly like you said. Very good. Okay? Now, Zolti Gimor, Omar Abnosin, Hein Rebbe Shammai. This halacha, Zok Reb Nosin, apparently he must have had a kabbal about this, that this is only Shitas Beis Shammai. However, Beis Hillel Omer Ein Yochel Lahofer. Zok Reb Nosin, that Beis Hillel argues on this din. Beis Hillel says that you can't be mefer. In this situation, we're talking about that the av was mefer. Right? Then the oris dies before he is mefer. So the halacha is that even though usually it's halacha of nistreikna, but there won't be nistreikna in this situation according to Beis Hillel. Right? It's not going to pass over. And the av can't be mefer, and according to what we're saying, that in the chanami, that if there's no divin nisrekna, so even the original hafara of the av should become batal.
Now that it's batal, and it can be nisrekna.
Okay, so we'll come back to that, and that the answer to that is that if you follow through, there's a break, right? That's the difference, right? And that's why it's not gonna help. Okay, but good, very good. Okay, Michael, I see you got it. Okay. Okay, very good. So, but let's see. What is this halacha over here? Zok the Gemara Omer Abnosin Hein Hinder Beis Shammai. The Ksav the Yochel Hav Lahofer Bichiagav. It's Beis Shammai Shita who holds the Avkin Meif in this situation. Uforas Chelka Shol Baal Bolchot Sagi, and all he needs to do, like I mentioned before, is to be Meif for the Chelik Habal Mishum Da. For the Avkin Lemis Lebotle. Fine. Abba Beis Hillel. Let's see this. We want to see this round. Abba Beis Hillel Omer and Yochel Lahofer Klal. Beis Hillel holds that you can't be Meif. There's no hope over here.
By the way, would you understand he had this girsa klal in the Gemara itself, or he's adding that in?
In the different masks, usually it would mean that's the Gemara.
Kay.
It's the Gemara in your full klal. Right, maybe we'll see if we have a chance to come back exactly why he would think that this should make a difference over here. He can't be mefer the chelik habal by itself, and it's not even helped to be mefer the entire nether itself. Now, Reb Nosson didn't tell us the reason for this. The Gemara says, "Oh, shmamino, beisham megis guys beisil mikush kol shmamino." Right, the Gemara, based on this that Reb Nosson holds as the machlokes, whether such a thing could help or not, the Gemara assumes that the explanation to this machlokes is Megas Gaius and Mikdash Kolish. Right, that's
one thing we see clear from the Ran is that when the husband dies, it's only the only discussion is can the power of the husband be passed on this regna to the father. But my svar, what I said in the way back, that the father always had power, and the father, that's all not true. I was thinking like, oh, the father is the one really is the one who's the baal, and he's in charge of the nether. And just when there's a husband has to share with the husband, when the husband's removed, then the father gets back his original power. That's not true, because it's the whole discussion is whether he can get the power from the husband or not. But the second half of the power is zero on the father.
Okay. That's definitely how this Gemara is going, and you know whether there's what to ask on it. might still be like mentioned based on the Gemara later. But let's learn this Gemara as this Gemara is working, right? That we need an Nisraikna in order for the Av to be Mefer over here, and there's a problem with the Nisraikna. So let's see. Now the Gemara tells us that the reason why there's a problem with the Nisraikna is based on Miklash Kolish. If you held Megas Gaius, there would be no reason to explain why the Nisraikna can't happen over here for the Av to be Mefer. Now, what's Takat Pshat? So, let's see the Ran. The Ran says like this. The Koyavin and Taimo, the Gemara gives an explanation to this Machlokes. Mishum de Beishamai Megis Gaius. According to Beishamai, the reason why Nisraikla is applicable over here is based on the sheet of Megis Gaius. Kishe Hofer Ha'av Tchilo Hofer Chelko Bevad. He only affected his chelik. Chelik haba lo nigra klal. The chelik haba was not affected. Yaladayim kaim legamri. The chelik habal is in existence, in full existence, that it wasn't initially. V'choshevu lahirishe lav. And therefore, being that it has its full chomer, the neder of the initial chomer of the neder, it's choshev lahirishay. Amar tells us an interesting concept over here, that to be moirish a neder, that requires a chashivas. Right? You see, you know, the svaris over here. Sometimes they might have been contrary to what we would have thought. Right? You know, we would have thought that it's easier to transfer a lightweight package, right? But something which is heavier, it's harder to transfer. Over here, we see Fakir. Now the truth is that, okay, let me just to speak about Ohin, and then we'll see whether we had such thing before. So the Gemara tells us like this, that in order to make this transfer, the Nisraikna, we need to have something which is choshuv, which is olam, in order for the transfer of the Nisraikna to be chal on it. So according to Beis Shammai, that the way the nether is divided, there's a megas gaius, and therefore the chelik habal has its full choymer. So even though maybe in Kamas it's lessened, but it's a full chomer haneder, and that's transferable. So that's why there's a din of the strength is chal to the av, and then therefore he's made for the chelik shobal, and the whole neder comes off. Mashiach in Korintibes Hillel zokt around like this. Ul beis Hillel miklish kolish kishohofer av chelkoi. Nigra chelkei shel vau. Nigra chelkei shel vau. Now, the term over here, chelkei shel vau, right, needs a little explanation, right, because it's not really chalok, like we spoke before, as you have in Megas Gaius. Each one has his part of the nether, right? It's not his part. Nigra chelkei shel baal. Akoponim, it's referring to whatever is left of the nether, right? The nether is nigra. It's kolush. Ve'ene choshev lahirishe le'av. For a moment, okay. Our component, it's the nether itself, which is left, is kolish, and being that the nether is weakened, ain a choshev l'rish la'av. The kivan da'av akate isay, and zokta ranazoi. The reason why it's kolish is because the av made his afora. And the afora of the av is still kayim. So what's left of the nether, we're thinking about making a nistreikna on it is a neder which is kolish. To give the avakati ise, he's still around. A 40-day loy botlo. It's not botlo. Oy bazoy akati neder beklishus ikoi. The neder is remaining in its klishus. The kivin the kolish lechelka shel baal lemotzi meferav. And since it's kolish, lemotzi meferav. Which means because the nisreikna is nachal, right? That's the word. What's missing over here is the nisreikna is just transfer. Okay, so the Gemara over here is understanding that the basis of nachalik spilchil b'shameh over here is megas guys miklish kolish. In a miklish kolish, that will be a basis why the av will not be able to be made for in such a case, because the din of the sreikna, that's how the Ran explains, the din of the sreikna can be chal. Even though generally there is halacha, that meis ha'oris, is nekrishus la'av, that the av does take over from the oris. However, there's a difference whether the neder is in its full alimus, its full chaymer, or the neder is weakened. A neder which is weakened, the din of the sreikna can't apply.
So the non-malchus still exists afterwards?
So we were thinking that it should follow that once the nether now can't be finished, so that's always the din the original half of the nether will become bottle if it can't be finished.
And then there will be malchus?
Yeah.
But then it'd be like the two times. Is that what you said before? Now that it's strong enough,
right.
Why it doesn't?
Oh, in Nisroken?
But going back to the original thing, the Nafkamino, we said when we brought in Megas guys, Miklash Kosh in the beginning of the sugya. The girl ate the two kizesim of whatever thing she made the nether on. So she ate the both kizesim. So we're saying that afternoon will be according to Beis Shammai.
Yeah.
Hey. Should we pause? Do you want us to pause for you?
No.
What?
Yeah.
In that case, going back to that original case, the answer is going to be the nafkamina between Megas guys and Miklash Kosh. Beis Shammai would hold that she would get Malkus because she ate both Kizesim, and Beis Hill would hold she would not get Malkus in that case.
Mm-hmm.
That's the maskon of the Gemara.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And in that case,
right,
the one that was made for his hafar is not bottle. It there's no reason to bring a bottle. Even though it never became the other one never was made for it. The other one can't be made for it afterwards.
So you want to know what happened after she ate it?
If the other one's made for it now, does that make it l'mafreya that there was never another?
Not l'mafreya.
What case are we talking about? She made this netter when they were both alive.
They're still right? Both alive.
Back, he's talking back. About the original afternoon in the Gemara Shaila.
Oh.
He went back to Gemara Shaila.
Oh, okay.
But the two gazations, but.
So they're still alive. One of them was made... Okay, you're just asking on that.
I'm saying in that case, Bishama would hold she gets Malkus, Bishama holds she doesn't get Malkus.
Right.
That's what the Gemara is. Gemara said the Shaila. The Gemara should know it's Malkus the Shaila. That's the answer to the Shaila.
Yeah, okay.
Right now you're just going back to rethinking the case that we discussed before, maybe in light of some new ideas that were nailed over the last daf over here, right? So that's what you want to know. You want to know. Okay, so let's speak through the possibilities of what happens after she eats it. Yeah. Right.
But it doesn't help my friend. It doesn't help the Kalabah.
Right.
But she already ate them, so it's not. There's nothing left to be made for.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And even if it would be that let's say the case was that the Oris was Mefer and then the father dies, right? And there's no Nisreikna, right? And his Hafar becomes bottle, right? That also would only be Mekan Lahabot. It's not Mafre.
It's not Mafre, the bottle.
Right.
The bottle.
That's what I would think, yeah. It's not my faith. So regardless, at that point in time when she ate it, that, you know, we have, that's the situation, the method that Mora is discussing. Is it a Megas Gaiz? Is it a Miklish Kolish?
Even if you say Megas Gaiz, how do you know it's the cut the nether in half? Maybe it means cut the time in half. Maybe the nether is for 30 days and now one of them was made first and now it's 15 days. How do you know what are you cutting?
It is mistava that we should be cutting the davar ha'asa, right? What was nasar, right? The time is just kind of like conditional, conditions to the iser. But the davar ha'asa, the thing which was nasar, that probably should be where that's the guf ha'neder.
And if there's only one kizayis, so each one owns power to be made for half a kizayis.
Mm-hmm.
That's
yeah. Right.
And if it's all the wine in the world, or all the bread in the world, then each one has about to make for half the bread or half the wine in the world.
Right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's just come back again over here. So we're discussing over here, and in the Chami, you know, what happens is that this is like another nafka mina, really, between Megas Gaiz and Miklish Kolish, you know, is in this at this point of the Gemara. And the Gemara is telling us. Now, in the Gemara's Mevuyer, that the din of Nisreikna needs to have a neder which is with its full chomer kiner. That's what it says over here. And if it's kolish, then it's not. Then the din Nisreik is not going to work. And even klapida av, which usually there is a din of meis oris and nisreikna, which is av. But this is the condition in the mechanics of how a nisreikna works. That it needs to have a certain there's a weight minimum that you need in order for the machinery from the gold case, right? Right. I mean that kataka. I mean it's only our marshal, but you understand that this, you know, that apparently this is true. Now how we know this is vasifness. I don't know how, you know, a source to this that Srekna needs that. I don't know how Basil knew that vasifness.
Right, that needs a certain chashivas.
Yeah, right. So in hindsight, we could explain that maybe, you know, that's the explanation to here. But how you got there in the first place? Who told you that? Right? I would think that sentient something should need a source. Basically, I don't know. Right? Right?
I mean, I'm not sure it changes anything, and at the risk of confusing, I mean, the Ritva has a completely different explanation of this. So, you know, it's a different explanation of what father Beis Hillel,
yeah,
and Shita's Beis, and even Halacha. He holds that when Beis Hillel, it doesn't say Klal. When Beis Hillel says that he can't be made for, it means he can't be made for the chelik of the Baal alone, and he has to be chozer or made for the whole thing.
Both
hands.
But mm-hmm. then it works.
But then it works.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I asked about the Girsa of the Ron, whether he had Klal or not Klal, because it makes an Afkamina for the way the Ritva mm-hmm. learns. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to go again. If you want to know the Ritva Shita and how he explains Beis Hillel, I'm not going to go into it, but go, you know, mm-hmm. read it there. I think mm-hmm. I mentioned it earlier, actually. But, you know, you were Mechavan to his Lashon there. I mean, once you're learning the Ron Shita, then you say that obviously Beis Hillel had the Shita, you know, so...
Mm-hmm, right. Right. This is the man next mentioned the Gemara, right? We just be more like, you know, where is, you know, what's the source? Where does it come from? Okay, right? You know, either this question or not a question, but let's just speak out. See, the concept, I think that we've seen such a concept before. It might not be exactly the idea, but remember we had such a thing as far as pidyon. Remember, we had something as far as pidyon is concerned. Pidyon. In order to be paid to something, right, it needs to be all in the mitzvahs pidyona. That you need to have a stronger kedusha on something in order, right, to remove it. Right, something which has less kedusha, it's you can't make a pidyon on it. And you would thought, on the contrary, you know, I mean, you're taking off the kedusha, less easier to remove. Right, the Gemara has a concept that someone has, since the way pidyon works is that the kedusha is nitpas onto the mois, onto something else, so it has to have a stronger kedusha, it has to be all in the mitzvahs pidyona. Right, that's, we have such an idea like that. Right? Not exactly the same idea over here, but that idea that you need an alimus in order for it to be chal. Okay, so that's how the Ran is masbid is Gemara, and that's what comes out. Now let's just speak out this point that Leo was asking, and Michael answered. Just speak this out clearly. And then now they're asking a question like this: that I'll take the responsibility for this. Right, I'm telling you that the hafora number one, it only has existence only if it's possible to be nigmar the hafara. That's what I see in the Gemara before by hakama. So it should follow that whenever there's no nisraikna, so if the first stage of hafara was done, but if there's no, when the second party dies and there's no asidus for the hafara to be nigmar, so that should be in a sentence that the first that first hafara should become batal. Because at this point right now, the hafara can't be nigmar. That's what should follow. Now, if that's true, so what should follow over here is that in this case over the av he made his hafara. The halacha is that even though usually there is an israikna, but over here, since a result of his hafara was that he was maknish the chelik habal, since the nether is kolush, so it's not choshev lahoirish, you can't do an israikna, so it's not an israikin. Fine. So this nether ibazer right now is in the matzav that it can't be finished anymore, it can't be nigmar. So it should be bottle the hafara of the av. Now once the hafara is bottle, so then now it's not kolish anymore. So once it's not kolish anymore, so the reason why it couldn't be nisraken doesn't exist. So now let the nisraken be chal, right? the answer to that lachar is that it is, well, let's just follow what happened over here. Right? What happened over here is that the Baal was Mefer, right? So at the time of the Misa of the Oris, he had a Kolish Dekaneder, right? Now, you know, while he was alive, so fine, he could be Mefer a Kolish Dekaneder, that's not a problem, right? You know, that when he dies, what happens is that the nether is at that point that you can't be moirishit, and at that point, then the nether can't be nigmar, and now the klishes goes off. Now the chur, what's happening is that the klishes which goes off and the nether which reverts back, right, that's something which happens as a result of the misa. So that means that the time of the Misa, the klishes didn't go off yet. Right? So even though in truth that it's right that if you follow through, at the end of the day what happens is that since the nether is not roy to be nigmar, so then the hafora of the av is bottle, and now the nether is back in its full existence. But that nether was never by the orist at the time of his Misa. So at the time of his misa, it was a kolish tikaneder. So the Yerusha, right, the Nisrekin, was never chal. So if at the time you didn't have that, then it's too late. So even though the neder might...
You only
might
have one chance to be in the story.
I mean, he
has to be exactly at the Shas Misa.
It's a Yerusha, right? It's anything that you had at the time of the Misa, we'll go over.
You want like a Yerusha?
I mean, that's a marshal of them. I mean, they shouldn't use that lotion, right? Yashin is his chus.
It's whatever is at that exact moment of the... Even though...
Anything which comes as a result of that is already too late.
It's too late. Yeah.
Could you do shema on a farah?
No. What would that mean?
You can only do a farah, then it would be kolosh. And then it would be kolosh but the shelo.
What? He says you can't.
Yeah, the mic.
That's a whole. That's a sugya. Yeah. Next stuff.
Right.
We'll see. It'll be a nice discussion next week.
In the case where the husband was mekayem the nether and then he died,
the next stuff at west,
and we said the father's not able to be made for the nether. It's not in this right.
Right.
But if the father was made for the nether before the husband died, you're saying that his hafar is bottle?
That is what we're talking about. No, that's our case. That the father was made for the nether.
Right.
Right. So if there's no nisraik now.
No, but you sent back the case where he was Mekayim then.
Oh, okay.
You're
talking about that case now? Mekayim,
yeah.
So that's the Gemara before, right? That's the Gemara tells us before. That you have the first person was Mefer, the second was Mekayim, he was Shoyel, right? The reason why, even though you have two hafaras over here, it doesn't work, the Ranak tells us because at the point that he was Mekayim, the hafara of the first one became Batul. Remember that, Ran?
Right.
Yeah. Right.
Nisrokma, how does that work with Yom Shema?
Oh, yes.
Shemua, right? If the father heard today, right, let's say the husband died the next day, and there was Nisrokma to the Av, so it's considered like a new Yom Shemua? Or he doesn't have the opportunity, or he goes after. Well,
like this. I mean, the Ran tells us. There's a Ran before. The Ran tells us that if the Baal is Mefer, and then he dies, the halacha is
that even if the Baal dies,
so you have the Oris is Mefer,
right?
He dies the next day, place, right? Then the halacha is that it'll be nisraken to the Yav, and the Av could be Mefer.
He has one day to be Mefer, when he hears, when after the death? That's what Shlomo's saying.
I think Shlomo wants to know that the Baal himself only had one day. And now when the Av is taking over the Baal, it's ready the next day.
But it's the same, and he also has one day. It's just the next day. It becomes like Yom Shomer.
It's like a new.
The day he gets his nisrokna, he has power for that day.
Well, I thought Shlomo was asking a question that if I'm getting his din, so his din already was only it was only a one day a one day pass.
But he was not Shomer yesterday.
Who?
The Baal was Lo Shomer Baal.
No,
the Baal didn't lose his chance.
He's talking about a different case. Talking about a case when the Baal was Mefer, right?
No,
either way.
His point was that the Baal died, and then the next day the husband.
I'm just bringing a source, right? That may be just a shaila. I'm showing you that the Ran tells us before that. And maybe this will make a difference. But let's say, if your question is based on the fact that the Baal only has a day, so if the Nisraikna will get the nether to the Av at a later date, shouldn't it be too late? That's what we want to know.
That was the suffix. Yeah, that's the.
Now, but of course, we understand that. If the day passed while the Oros was still alive, so then it's a Kiyum. right?
If he heard about it,
right,
that's the halacha. If you heard about it, right? Right? Yes. Right? If he didn't hear about it, or by the same token, if he was mefer and he died, right, later, that's what the Ran tells us over there. If he dies, if he's mefer and he dies later, the av could be mefer. Now, so that's a question, right? That's a question, mm-hmm. that l'chayra, how could the av be mefer? He's getting his ability from the Baal,
and it expired
already, right? It expired already. Now I'm hearing from you that he gets a new Yom Shammai. That's you understand the so Av, the Av gets his in his
when he gets
strike
the
now.
Power, when he gets the power from the strike left, he has at the end of that day to be Mefer. That's what I'm guessing. Of the day that he gets the power.
That's true. But what we want to understand is in the mechanics. The Shiloh was that you're getting from him, and his power already expired.
If you hold his was bottle, so it's bottle.
What?
You hold that once he died, his was bottle.
That's so, he's made for it. The Baal was made for the Baal died. The Baal Zafar was bottle, and now the father's getting his power from this rightness, so.
But it shouldn't change as far as this is concerned, right? Because it's his power is a one day power, right? You use it, you don't use it, But that's all. Its lifespan is just one day. So whether this hanocha is true or not, right? That's you first have to know whether this hanocha is true. The halacha that a person has to make yom shomay might just be because otherwise it's a kiyum, right? So but maybe there is no lifespan, right?
There might also be Rishonim that argue on this Iker thing, whether you can do Hafara the next day or it has to be.
Right.
So look in those Rishonim also to see how they, mm-hmm. in that discussion.
Right. Yeah. Hafara the next day, what is?
When he's made for. This is
when,
case
when the Baal is made for and he dies the next day, there might be some who Rishonim will argue on that and say that it's not as broken. I think, am I right?
I didn't see yet, but
I'm not
it
sure,
sounds
not
like
sure,
maybe.
But I think, but
really, because it's the next day.
Right. I mean, there's a question in the Girsa.
They agree that the hafar is bato.
It says meisbo biyom. Right. What's the lashon legemara?
Meisbo biyom.
What's the lashon legemara? Read to me the first case on samaches on
the right. So the case is.
It says biyom after the hafar, and Ran says it goes back on the previous case,
right.
not in the immediate.
Right. Not on the hafar itself, and he reverses the thing. But
the
there are others who don't
right.
and say bo biyom even goes on the hafar.